Nedarim, Perek Yud Mishnah Ches. Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayoim. We discussed a few times that the Torah says that the koyach of a husband or a father to be made for Nedarim is B'yoim Shomoy. Once it gets to the not Yoim Shomoy, so then he can't be made for anymore. V'mhacharesh yacharish lo yisho miyoim el yoim. If he's quiet on the neder miyoim el yoim. What's the yoim el yoim? The pashas, when you say yoim shomoy, it would make sense that there's a certain statute of limitations. It's totally on what time of the day. It should be a full 24 hours. But the miyoim el yoim doesn't mean a me'es lo es. It means until that day. So when the Torah says miyoim el yoim, it means taka. Not miyoim el yoim 24 hours. It means biyoim shomoy. Why does the Torah say miyoim el yoim? That you shouldn't come to say that biyoim shomoy means dafka by day. What does that mean? That means betzim you can be made for at night also. Ketzat nodra b'leilei Shabbos yofer b'leilei Shabbos ubiyoim Shabbos at shetechshach. If she made a neder leil Shabbos Friday night at 8 o'clock. So then she has the rest of Shabbos. He has the rest of Shabbos to be made for Achatech Shalois Shabbos. Nodorim Chashecho. If she was Noideres. Mamish by the end, by Shalashud's time, Mefe Achalo Techshech, only until Shkia. Shimchoshko Veloy Hefe, any Yochel Office. The Mishnah speaks up Arichus that the din over here is a din in the Yoim, not a din in 24 hours of Meis Leis, but it doesn't have to be Dafket during the day. Maybe the Havamina, if we could say, maybe the Havamina would be that a husband, a father being Mefer is like a din. Din is something that's only by day. Bezin doesn't sit at night. Maybe there would be such a Havamina. Kamash Malon, the Torah says, Miyoim El Yoim, Miyoim El Yoim, from this day to that day includes the night. So you can be Mefer at night. But Lamai said it has to be Mefer on that calendar day. Avada the Yoim is Halachacha Alayla. From the fact that the Mishnah chose to use the dogma of a neder that was made on Shabbos, the Gemara has a whole interesting discussion. It's clear in the context of the Mishnah, Haforas Nedarim is Mutar on Shabbos. Hatoras Chachomim of a Neder is not Mutar on Shabbos. Why is that? So Gemara says, Pashut. Be'etzem Chazal don't want Hatoras Nedarim, Haforas Nedarim on Shabbos because it's like a tikkun. It's in Yonei Chol, a person's being oisik in problems that he has. The Gemara brings the Pasuk of Mimtzei Chefzich of Adabedovel, talking about any other weekday activities. For that reason, if there's a neder that a woman has, anybody has, which is getting in the way of mitzvah zonik Shabbos, he was no different bosser from Yayin, so then there's Hatoras Nedarim. In Yoni Tzorche Shabbos, there is a heter of Hatoras Nedarim on Shabbos. But the regular neder, the regular Hatorah, the regular Hafar not. But Hafarah, there's something which is pressing here, because if it's not going to be B'yom Shomoy, so then he's going to lose the ability to be Mefer. So because of that, they allowed. The Ran has a whole discussion. Don't think that the reason why it's also to be Matir Neder on Shabbos is because it's a Bezdin and there's no Yeshiva's Bezdin on Shabbos. Says the Avada HaTorah Nedarim, even if it has three people, has a Tzur of a Bezdin, it's not a proper Din. It could be Matir Nedarim Balaylo, which you can't sit, Bezdin never sits down by night. Even though the Matirim are sitting, but Lamaisa, that's also not Likuv, it's not Mamashatin. So no, that's not the reason. So like we're saying, there's a chilbut in Afar and the Torah, because Chazal wouldn't ask for the Afar, because B'yam Shomai limits it to that day. Lamaisa, the Rav speaks out also from the Rishonim, a different prat, that if he's being Matir Neder on Shabbos, in order that it shouldn't be Diburecho, Kedibur Shel Choyl, he shouldn't say the regular Loshin of Amefi and Adorim. He could say it to her in a practical way. Because he tliva ochli. She was neither not eat cholent. He makes her a bowl of cholent. He puts it down in front of her. Tli, take it and eat it. That itself is a loshen of hafara, even though it wasn't spoken out with the ganze meifani loch. As I state in Rishon. This opens up a whole discussion. The Ran, and it's a shaila had to be medayik, and the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, and Achroinim, and Tos Yonta brings the Maram Mekainis, and other Achroinim. There's a whole shaila. It sounds like over here that this idea of the husband taking a bowl of cholent, putting down his wife in front of his wife and telling her, eat the cholent, is somewhat separate than the concept of hafara. Hafara we've discussed now, barichus. Here the mefarshim bring a pasuk where the Torah says, Imheni ovio oiso. Heni means he prevents her from keeping the nether. Sounds like there's something else. Not only could a husband or father be mefer the neder, uproot the neder, mikano labo, but they could also prevent her from keeping the neder. It's not hafara. What it is it's a bittle on her ability to keep the neder. That being said, what it sounds like from the Rav, based on the Rambam, is that hafara works when he says it. That's a din bidibur. Bidiburoi, he's mevatel the chalois of the neder to aser on cholent. Heini, bittel haneder, works when he could force her. And that only works when he taka beliboy, he's thinking to himself, he wants the neder to be bottle. And he puts the chalent down in front of her, and she taka eats it. That's mevatel the neder. Since he was the one who forced her not to keep the neder, that's mevatel the kim haneder. It's mevatel the iser of the neder. Others understand we're not talking about two different dinim. What we're talking about is two different eifanim of him exercising control over her koyach haseris al-yidei the parasha of nedarim. But it boils down to the same thing. It's not a din. Neder is a din to make bedibur. Hafara, bittel, are eifanim where he's exercising his rishus, his bailus, over her ability to aser. And if he exercises that bailus, her koyach haseris doesn't exist. And that's mevatel the neder. It's the pashtus. That's not mamish. Two different dinim. We haven't heard of this din till the last din over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mechadish, a whole new oifin of bittel haneder. And pashtus, it's another oifin of the idea of hafara. Perek Yud Aleph. Ve'elu nedarim shu mefer. We discussed in the Akdama to Perek Yud that not all nedarim are created equal. Here we're talking about the pashtus of the Mishnah. It's talking about the nedarim between a husband and a wife. Most of the Rishonim hold that these dinim, the limitations of which nedarim could be hufar, apply also to the din of hafara by a father. The Rambam holds not that way. Let's read the Mishnah. Which nedarim could a husband be mefer? Dvarim sheyesh mem inui nefesh. This the Torah says mefurish. The Torah says chol neder v'chol shvuah sisa la'anos nafesh ishoi kemenu v'ishoi ferenu. The koyach hafara of a husband is benidre inu nefesh. Avok, again, according to most Rishonim, what is nidre inu nefesh? Inu is like we have by Yom Kippur. Inu is anything that's the opposite of oinig. What's an example? Im echatz vim loy echatz. Now this needs a little bit of a hesber. What did he say? What did she say? What was the neder? So let's read the Rav. Hochi koma. The Rav has to give an explanation. It comes from the Gemara. Hanoas rechitzo asura olai im erchatz hayoim. Hare neder. Because remember that a neder has to asur a pechefza, not a pu'ula. It's not a asuring the pu'ula of rechitzo, im erchatz. No, im erchatz is the t'nai. What becomes also is hanoas rechitza. That's what she said on herself. Im loy erchat is like a shvua that I'm not going to wash. That's a shvua. Or the next example in the Mishnah is im eskashet im loy eskashet. What she said is hanoas kishut. Taking care of myself, perfuming, makeup, etc. Hanoas kishut asur alay lo'olam im eskashet hayoyim. Or im loyes kashet is a loshen of a shvua. Rabbi Yosi only argues on a klenikai. He doesn't argue on the etzem concept of nidre inu nefesh. He also doesn't argue that not being able to wash forever is nidre inu nefesh. It's partial that it is. What he means is, if it's said this way of im erchatz hayoyim asura like kol hanos uchitza loylom, since you could be meinei, a person could go one day without being roichet. Samela, it's not nidre inu nefesh. It's not the no inu nefesh. I'm not taking a shower today. Samil, the neder is chal. Mashenki the chacham hold. Listen, not being roichet is inu nefesh. For one day, it's inu nefesh on a smaller scale, but that's a nidre inu nefesh. So the machlokes is really only on that prat. Like we said, the hagbolo of nidre inu nefesh as opposed to other nedarim is for sure there by haforas habal. By Haforas Ha'av, the Rambam holds that the Hagbola is not there, even though that das is yet mentioned in the Gemara. The Rambam holds the Halacha is not like that Shita, and therefore he holds that all Nedarim are Mufa. There's another Chilik also. The Pasuk also says Ben ish lishte ben ov levitoi, then nedarim she benoi leveno. Anything that affects the relationship ben ish lishtoi on any level is also a neder which he could be mevatel, even if it's not personally ma'ana nafsho, but it's something between the two of them, so then he could be mevatel. The Rishonim say that the chilek between the two of them is like this. A neder she benoi leveno, the koyach that he has is only klape the beno leveno. Avivait, it wouldn't be beno leveno, he wouldn't have a koyach. Therefore, his koyach is to be mefer only insofar they're married. Berega that he's megarisher, klape that he never had the koyach to be afor. Remember that afor, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Neder shehufa miktsosoi, loy hufa kuloi. So he could be mefer legabe the length of their marriage. If in 20 years she's no longer married to him, either gerishin or he dies, so then the halacha is that neder kicks in. It always was there, just didn't have a koyach to be chal klapi the years they're married. Masha enke nidri inu nefesh is his bailus on that mitzius of her inu nefesh. So really he has that koyach. It doesn't make a difference how long she's alive. It's always going to be inu nefesh. Therefore, the koyach that he has of hafara is chal lo'ela. That's the Yisrael. The Mishnah, the next few Mishnahs are going to be marchiv on these klovim.